Continue Masechtas Megillah, one Amud at a time. We're going to do Daf Yud Dalid Amud Beis. We're in the middle of going through who the seven Nevios were, how we know that each of these seven women were in fact prophets. So the Gemara now is three lines from the bottom, Daf Yud Dalid Amud Aleph. Avigail, how do we know Avigail was a prophet, was a prophetess, however you say it in female? Because the Pasuk says, who's Avigail again? Let's remember the story. This is from Sefer Shmuel Aleph. Avigail was married to a very bad man named Naval. David HaMelech wanted Naval, he was a rich man, wanted Naval to help provide food for David and his people and his men. And Naval said no way, and he spoke very disrespectfully toward David. So David then decided to search for Naval and kill him. And because he was married by Malchus, he rebelled against the king by speaking so disrespectfully. And so Naval's wife, Avigail, found out about this, and she went to greet David to try to get him off of Naval's case and not to kill Naval. Now, ultimately, Naval did die eventually, and then Avigail married David. So this was a meeting before they ever knew each other, when Avigail was still married to Naval, and she went to David. That's what we're going to describe. Avigail, how do we know Avigail was in Neviah? She was riding on the donkey, and she came down under the cover of the mountain. Instead of saying Besesara, I should have said she came down from the mountain. So I'm a Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Al Iske Dam, Haba Min Astarim. Now the fact that he used Besesa tells us that she came to ask about a very private matter, about Dam, about blood of Nida that she saw, and she wanted him to paskin whether she's actually a Nida or not. Not the Dam is the her Osalo. She took the blood and she showed it to him. Amalav Chimarin Dam Balaila. So he said to her, I can't paskin on this now. You're not allowed to look at blood at night to determine whether it's need the blood or not. You need perfect light to be able to tell the difference between the different shades of blood. That's still something we do. We only paskin on need the blood if it's a real difficult shayla during the daytime. So Amra lo, so she was just setting him up for this. She responded back, V'chidan adin in nefashos b'layla. Can you judge someone's life at night? The halacha is you're only allowed to do din in nefashos during the daytime, and here you are going out to kill a man, judging him by his life at night. So Amar La, David HaMelech said to her, Morid b'malchus hu, v'lo tzorach l'medayne. What do you mean, judge? He's a Morid b'malchus. He's rebelling against the king. Important concept, by the way. Morid b'malchus. Anyone who rebels against the king gets killed. No judge, no jury. That's it. The king is the judge, the jury, and the executioner. So he's a Morid b'malchus. I don't need to judge him. Amar La, she says, Morid b'malchus, wait, who are you? You're not king yet. Adayin Shol Kayim v'lo yotze tevach bolim. Shol's still alive. You're not yet the king. Amar la uvarach tamech uvrucha at asher kilusani yayom hazeh mibov v'damim. David HaMelech says you should be blessed because you just saved me from committing murder. Damim tati mashma. Wait, you saved me from bloods, he said, from two bloods. How is he saved from two different bloods? Ela melamed shegilsa shokov ahalach l'ora gimel parsos. So you see that Avigail revealed her leg, and when David saw it, he traveled with such a taiva for three parsos. Amra la hashmili. He said to her, please listen to me. Amra la, she said, lo tiazos l'chalafuka. She said, this should not be a stumbling block for you. It should not be a problem. It should not be a problem for you. Meaning David was trying to get her to have relations with him. He was so enamored with her when she exposed part of her leg. So she said, no, don't stumble with me. And she knew that there will be a time that will come that she'll actually be married to David. Zos, mefal di'ika achriti. When she says Zos, that implies that there will be another time where they will be able to be together, where they will be able to be intimate together. Mainihu, maisa de basheva. When will that happen? That there will be a time, not that they will be together, but there will be a time where he will stumble with a married woman. Mainihu, when does David HaMelech ultimately stumble with a married woman? That's the story of Bathsheba, when David HaMelech sends Uriah out onto the battlefield and takes Bathsheba. Umaskana hechiavoi. And in the end, she was right. Turned out exactly that way. So the story of David and Avigail says, she says to him, your soul should be bound in the bonds of life. When she went away from David, she said to him, Hashem will be good to you, and you should always remember your maidservant, me. Amar Rav Nachman, Hainu Dharmi Inchi, that's what people always say. It's Sabahadi Shusa Pilcha. When a woman talks, she's still spinning and making yarn when she talks. She's still making strings. Meaning, even when Avigail was talking about her husband, she had to say something about herself. Don't forget me, I'm still here. She couldn't only talk about her husband. That's what people say. Igadarmi, Shafal Va'azul Bar Abza Ve'noi Mitaifi. Others say that the expression goes that a goose dips down low as it goes, but its eyes look far away. So even though she was focusing on her husband, she already, and on the situation of trying to save her husband Naval, she already was looking off into the future when she was going to be able to marry David HaMelech. So that was already what she was looking forward to. So main point number one, the story of Abigail with David, where he wouldn't look at the Damnida at night. She exposed her thigh, and she told him to remember her. This whole interaction between David and Avigail, right? So again, the whole interaction between David and Avigail, where she asked him a nida shayla, she exposed her thigh, and she told him, remember me, I'm going to come up again in your life. So now the Gemara goes on to the next nevuah, Chulda, d'chsev. So who's Chulda? So this happened in the times of Yirmiyahu and Navi. Yoshiyahu was doing a major repair of the base of Mikdash, and while they were doing the major repair, they found the Sefer Torah that was opened up to the curses if the Klal Yisrael doesn't listen to Hashem. So they didn't know what that meant, so they sent the Sefer Torah, they sent the Shaila to Chulda to maybe give a prophecy about what exactly that means. Maybe she could say something nice, that it won't be such a bad omen for them. So Chulda d'chsev ha'yelu Chilkiyahu ha'koin v'achikam ha'achbar. So it says Chilkiyahu ha'koin and achikam and achbar went to Chulda. So the Gemara just discusses, wait a second, how could Chulda be a Neviyah? U'b'makom d'kai Yirmiyahu hechi misnabi ihi. Yirmiyahu Navi was still around. How was she allowed to serve as a Neviyah? So Amri be'irav, mishmei d'rav, Chulda krovas Yirmiyahu ha'yisav lov makbir aleha. Chulda was a relative of Yirmiyahu, so he didn't mind so much that she was in the Navi business at the same time as him. But ask the Gemara, great, okay, now I get why she's allowed to be a Neviyah. But if Yirmiyahu was available and he was still having office hours as a Navi, how could Yoshiyahu go to Chulda for advice instead of going to Yirmiyahu? An important concept. Nashim Rachmaniyos, saying women have more mercy. So he was hoping to get a better interpretation out of Chulda. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, a different answer. Yirmiyahu lo hava hasam, shalach lachzer aseres ha-shvatim. Yirmiyahu wasn't there because he had gone back to bring back the 10 lost tribes. Uminalam dahadar, how do we know that Yirmiyahu brought back the 10 shvatim? Tichsiv, ki amokher alamim kar lo yashuv. It says that the seller shouldn't return to the sale. Efshar yovel batal v'navi misnavi lov shei batal. So could it be that after already we weren't observing Yovel, important concept, Yovel, every 50th year, all of the lands go back to the original owners, all slaves go free. That's the Yovel year. So could it be that the Yovel was already stopped? We stopped observing Yovel, and Yecheskel would give a nevuah that it's going to one day be stopped? Elamalamit Yirmiyahu Echziru. And it must be that Yecheskel, by the time Yecheskel was giving that nevuah, Yirmiyahu had brought back the 10 tribes, and that's why we were still observing Yovel. Yovel had stopped, but it was brought back again when Yirmiyahu brought back the 10 Shvatim. So we do know that Yirmiyahu brought back the 10 Shvatim. Okay, the main point number two, Yoshiyahu didn't consult with Yirmiyahu because Nashim are, either because women are Rachmanios, women are more merciful, or because Yirmiyahu wasn't there since he went back to bring back the 10 tribes. The Gemara now goes further about these 10 tribes. The Yoshiyahu ben Amon malach aleihem. After Yirmiyahu came back, Yoshiyahu ben Amon was the king over these 10 tribes. Chziv, vayomer mahatziyun alazah sharni ra'a, vayomer levan sheyir ha'kever ish ha'lukim, asher bami Yehuda v'yikras ha'dvarim e'la, asher ha'sisalim ezbeach pesel. Pasuk says, Yoshiyahu said, what's the indication that I see? And the people of the city told him, it's the kever of a man of Hashem who came from Yehuda and said these things that you have done on the Mizbeach of Basel. V'chimati v'shal Yoshiyahu on the Mizbeach of Basel. What does Yoshiyahu have anything to do with the Mizbeach of Basel? Yoshiyahu was a king of Yehuda. What does he have to do with the Mizbeach of Basel? That was in the Malchus Yisrael. That wasn't in the Malchus Yehuda. That was in the place of the Ten Shvatim, not in the place of the Two Shvatim. You see from there that Yoshiyahu ruled over them also during that time. Rav Nachman says, we know that Yoshio ruled over the 10 Shvatim after Yirmiyahu brought them back from the following place. Gam Yehuda shas katzir lach b'shuvi shvusami. Yehuda, there's a harvest time appointed for you when I return the people from captivity. So you see that this is talks about a certain type of strength. So that must be that Yoshio ruled over the 10 Shvatim when they came back from captivity. Good. So that was the end of the discussion of Chuldah. Now we move on to the next Neviah. Esther. How do I know Esther was a Neviah? It was on the third day, and Esther wore Malchus. Big day Malchus, me by the way. What does it mean she wore Malchus? It should have said she wore clothing of Malchus. Why does it say she wore Malchus? Ela shalov shata ruach hakodesh. No, what it means is that she was dressed with ruach hakodesh. Ksiv hacha vatulbash, ksiv hasam ruach lavsha esamasai. It says over here vatulbash, and she clothed, and it says over there, and the ruach clothed amasai. So you see that it's a reference to ruach hakodesh. Main point number three would be that Yoshio ruled over all 10 Shvatim. Yoshio ruled over all 10 Shvatim. A few proofs that he ruled over all 10 Shvatim. Okay, now the Gemara goes on about the seven Nevios. Amar Rav Nachman, Ya Yehirusa L'Nashi, that arrogance is not good for women, or a position of importance is not good for women. Tarti Nashi Yehirun Havyan V'Sanyan Shemayhu. There were two women who achieved this high level, and their names started to take on a meaning of something that was gross. Chadash Maziburta, one of them was named a bee, because Devorah also means a bee. V'Chadash Makerkushta, and the other one is named a weasel. A chulda is a weasel. We have in Maseches Pesachim that we refer to a chulda, maybe bringing chametz from one place to another. Chulda means a weasel. Zibarta k'siv b'vatishlach v'tikra levarach. How do I know levarak? How do I know that that she was called a bee? Meaning, what did she do to be called a bee? That she did something wrong by taking advantage of her high position? Because it says Devorah sent a message to Barak, her husband, to come to her. It was beneath her to go to him. She had such pride in her position. Now about Chulda it says that she said, tell the man. And who was the man? She was talking about the king. She never said, tell the king. So she also took a little too much pride in her position. And from there we see main point number four, that yuhara, excessive pride, is not good for women. We learn that from Chulda and from Devorah. Now the Gemara goes on. Amar Rav Nachman, Chulda mimnei banav shel Yeshua. So Chulda was a descendant of Yeshua. Ksiv hacha, because it says over here about Chulda ben Charchas, that she was the son of Charchas. Ksiv hasam b'sim nascheres. And it says somewhere else in about Yehoshua, in Timnascheres. So you see that they're together. So that Yehoshua relates to Chulda. Says the Gemara Esfir, Ravina Sava, Rav Nachman, Ravina Sava, asked Rav Nachman, Shmona Neviim Vehim Kohanim, Yotzumir Rachav Azona. There were eight Neviim, and all of them are Kohanim, that descended from Rachav the Zona. Rachav was the one who helped those two spies that Yehoshua sent into Eretz Yisrael before he brought the Jewish people in to scout out the land to escape. Veiluhain, who are these eight Neviim that descended from her? Neria, Baruch, Husraya, Mechsayo, Yirmiyahu, Chilkia, Hanam, El Vishalom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Av Chulda Neviya, Mivrei Bnei Shal Rachav Azona Haisa. There's another one. Chulda the Neviya also came from Rachav Azona. Ksiv Hacha Ben Tikva, because it says about Chulda she was Ben Tikva. Uksiv Hasam Es Tikvas Chut Hashani. And it says about Rachav that Tikvas Chut Hashani. So when she tied the red string, it also uses the word Tikva. So you see that Chulda must have also come from Rachav. So this is a question. How can you say that Chulda came from Yehoshua? We see over here that Chulda descended from Rachav. How could she have descended from both Rachav and Yehoshua at the same time? So Amrila Eina Saba, Varmila Pasi Uchama. So some say that Rav Nachman said to him, Eina Saba, you old man Eina, or Pasi Uchama, you black Kli, you overused black Kli. How could you have such a kasha? Miniyum enough, this time Shmaita. Between what I said and what you said, we'll figure out the answer. The Igarya Vinasva Yehoshua. What happened with Rachav Azona was that she converted after the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael, and then she married Yehoshua. So yes, Chulda descended from Rachav, Chulda descended from Yehoshua, both are true, because they married each other, and Chulda descended from both of them. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Umi Avile Zara Li Yehoshua, even if Chulda ended up marrying Yehoshua, did Yehoshua really have any children? Vaksiv, Nun Beno, Yehoshua Beno, Pasuk goes through the lineage in Yehoshua's family, and it stops at Yehoshua. It goes through from Ephraim all the way down to Yehoshua, but then stops, then doesn't list who comes after Yehoshua. So it sounds like Yehoshua had no children. And so Gemara, Bini lo havile, Benasan havile. He didn't have any sons, but he did have daughters. And that's how Chulda was able to descend from Yehoshua. So ask the Gemara, wait a second. We listed 8 Nevi'im that all came from Rachav Hazona. Yirmiyahu, Hanamel, Baruch, Saraya, and they were all the sons of the other 4. Chilkiyahu, Shalom, Neria, and Machshea. So this asks the Gemara. Bishlame inu mefarshi. The 4 sons, it says explicitly in the Psukim, that they were Nevi'im. Elav asayu minalan. How do I know that their fathers were actually Nevi'im as well? It doesn't say that in the Psukim. So answers the Gemara, Kidu'ula. Damar ula kol makom sheshmo v'sheimav v'binevius. Anytime someone is called by him, the son of his father's name, in the context of being called a Navi, b'yadua shu Navi ben Navi. You know that he's a Navi, the son of a Navi. You know that the father's a Navi also. Shemo v'lo sheimaviv, b'yadua shu Navi v'lo ben Navi. If it only says his name, but not his father's name, then you know that he's a Navi, but not the son of a Navi. Shemo v'sheim iro meforash, if it says his name together with the name of a city, you know that he comes from that city. Shemo v'lo shem iro, but if it doesn't say the name of any city, just says the name of a Navi, then you know that he comes from Yerushalayim. Main point number 5 on Yud Dalet Amud Beis is Yehoshua married Rachav and Chulda descended from them. Yehoshua married Rachav after she converted and Chulda descended from them. So now on the top of Tezvav Amud Aleph, main point number 1, whenever it says the name of a Navi and his father, we know that his father was also a Navi. If it says doesn't say the name of his city, we know that he was from Yerushalayim. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem will continue with that point next time.